Hello, my name is Dina, and welcome to the Real Me, Real You, No Mess podcast. This podcast is about being transparent, passionate conversations, passionate experiences, and truth. We will share stories not to impress, but to impact. Real Me, Real You, No Mess means showing up as we are, without shame or fear. Because here's the truth. Every one of us has a story shaped by both the highs and the lows. And someone out there needs to hear your story just the way it is. As a community, let's be here for each other to talk, to listen, to grow, and to move forward together. In this episode, I want to share why I decided to put this podcast together. I kept waiting for everything to be perfect, realizing it only gave me the excuse to keep holding back. At least I can honestly say that about myself. In case you're wondering why I chose the logo, my logo was created using a picture my dad drew of me when I was a child. I use it because I wanted to include it in everything I created so I could remember his excellent work. One of my favorite colors in the logo is turquoise. I fell in love with the color turquoise from a Suzy Homemaker washing machine I had as a child. I loved that toy. And guess what? It really worked. I washed many diapers for my younger sister in that little machine. How many of you remember or have had a Suzy Homemaker washing machine? I created Making a Difference as a platform for inspirational words of encouragement. Faith, values, and prayer are vital resources for healing and well-being. The platform is not meant to impose my beliefs on anyone. I understand beliefs as that which gives meaning and purpose to life while respecting everyone. I only hope that what I share with you will help you in your journey. My first experience with loss was losing my dad at an incredibly early age. I loved him dearly. As a little girl, because of him, my feet never touched a puddle. My dad was the dad everyone in the neighborhood loved because of his involvement in the community. There is an old saying, time heals all wounds. I'm not sure about that saying because I still struggle with that loss. Google says over time our brains have the ability to process and integrate traumatic or painful experiences, which can gradually reduce their emotional impact. I still get emotional, maybe not as much, but a tear will drop as I remember him. Do you struggle with anything similar? I want to discuss loss in upcoming episodes. I know we all experience loss of various people, relationships, and/or things in different ways. Is there a loss you are hanging on to that keeps you awake at night? I have had my share. I was a bit skeptical about sharing this podcast. Then someone close to me shared this scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And that is why I'm creating this podcast and trusting God. Are you bringing trouble from your past into your future? If you are, I hope we can all share stories and move forward, releasing the extra baggage we carry. Make sure to rate and follow my show on platforms such as Spotify and Apple. And don't forget to drop a comment. We're looking to hear everyone's stories about healing and moving forward, and we can't wait to hear from you. If today's episode encouraged you, share it with a friend and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's next. And I'd love to connect with you, so join me on Instagram at Making a Difference, where we will keep these conversations going. Until next time, remember, your story matters and you don't have to wear the mask. Blessings.